celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
But listen, folks, some of us have been almost guilty of practicing bibliolatry. Well, I just worship this word. We worship our Father, who is the God of the Word. Hallelujah. Him, that's who we worship. Him. Now, when you have the power of the Father within you, then you have the power that caused God to stand out on nothing and command the light to shine out of darkness. What I'm saying to you, my beloved brothers and sisters, is that you have the power inside your earthen vessel to decree, to declare the decree of the Lord, to speak the law of the Lord, that light should shine out of darkness.
The power of the gospel is in its simplicity. You need to know five eternal truths. So today's free gift is Dr. Rod Parsley's book, The Simplicity of the Gospel. Your family needs to know where they'll spend eternity. No other guide presents God's plan of salvation with such clarity. In minutes, you'll have the right answers to spiritual questions. To receive your free copy, call today or click on rodparsley.com.
There is no Poland without the cross. And hear me declare with the full assurance of God's inerrant word, there is no triumphant, culture-transforming Christianity without the cross of Christ. Well, come on in. My joy to welcome you to your breakthrough. You know, we're now in the season of Lent. It's that 40-day period that began on Ash Wednesday and then culminates with the great celebration of the resurrection on Easter Sunday. As Jesus was arrested, condemned, sentenced to death, he was brutally abused by his captors and then hung high and swung wide on an angry, mean, biting beam, left there to suffer and die. It was there on Calvary's rail that Jesus took upon himself your sins, my sins, the sins of the entire world, and as the glorious Lamb of God became our supreme sacrifice. His back was cut open from those brutal blows of the Roman legion, and those wounds, your Bible declares, brought healing, spirit, soul, and body. The cross, you know, is the central message of all Christianity. The Old Testament seers prophesied about it. New Testament believers, they proclaimed it. The cross of Christ stands as the irrefutable evidence of God's incandescent holiness and his immeasurable love. It's where God's limitless provision collides with our deepest and most desperate need. It's where the furious love of God encounters our broken and shattered hearts. It's where God's ultimate triumph over Satan's ultimate demise is made manifest. Now, you hear me. Mark it well. There is simply no Christianity without the bleeding cross. The cross is the hallmark. Get this now. The cross is the hallmark of an authentic and life-giving gospel. But as I share with you many times, in the 21st century, especially in America, the cross, strangely, has gone missing. The church has the message of redemption that the world absolutely needs, but the church will remain mute, remain powerless, remain useless unless the cross is returned to its rightful place at the center of the heart of the message of every church. There can be no joyous glorious Easter Sunday, despite the joy dictators, oligarchs, atheists, civil liberties activists, ill-informed judges, and modern theologians who all take their turn in the removal of any meaning for the display of the cross of Christ. But travel with me. Let's go to Eastern Poland. It's the spring of 1984. Heavily armed soldiers wearing the uniform of the Polish army march with angry determination toward the district schools. Their orders are to tear down, rip from their place every cross found in every classroom, in every school in the province. In this deeply Catholic nation, crucifixes, you know, had been displayed prominently in every school. The determined soldiers went room to room to room throughout the entire school, finding those crosses, ripping them down, tossing them with disdain into waiting garbage dumps. But as they left, thinking their work was done, an indelible witness remained there, clearly seen on every desecrated, time-weathered wall in those classrooms was the unmistakable outline where a cross had once hung. In its anger, in its godless determination, the government could remove the cross, but it was powerless to remove the evidence that a cross had once hung there. The next day, 400 students showed up at one school, each carrying little crosses, some of them handmade with sticks and twigs. But simple as they may have been, they were still crosses. And their message could not have been more clear. The heavily armed riot police quickly arrived, and the children, with no direction given, all began to raise their crosses above their heads and walked from the school to a nearby church where they were joined by another 2,500 students from other schools in that city, all who had spontaneously come together, I believe, at the wooing, moving direction of the Holy Spirit. They'd gotten up from their classroom seats and marched to that little church to stand with those children. Together, they began singing hymns, celebrating the crucified Savior. At the cross, where I first saw the light and the burden of my heart rolled away. Oh, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I'm happy all the day. Well, those angry soldiers encircled that little humble church, and while they were attempting to subdue the school children, reporters and photographers from the international press showed up. Instantly, images of thousands of children singing and holding their homemade wooden crosses above their heads were appearing on cable news and then printed in major newspapers around the world. Television cameras broadcast to a watching world the words of a courageous local priest who spoke to those weeping children. They heard him say, "There is no Poland without the cross." And hear me declare with the full assurance of God's inerrant word, there is no triumphant, culture-transforming Christianity without the cross of Christ. You and I find ourselves at a crossroads of history. where the cross has lost its centrality, quietly, often imperceptibly, hands have removed the cross from its rightful place in our thinking, in our praying, in our loving, and in our living, and in serving. Modern theologians have done their very best to remove the cross, to remove the blood of Christ, but they cannot erase the evidence of where that cross has made its impact. At the cross, that's where you'll find forgiveness for every sin. At the cross, that's where you'll find healing of every malady, the solution to every problem, the provision for every need. And this year, above all others, I urge you to join everyone who's a part of this vast breakthrough family around the world by honoring God's great and unspeakable gift, His only begotten Son, that we would honor Him right now with our very best gift at this holy time of year. We call it our resurrection seed. You see, for 39 years, now it's amazing, isn't it? 39 years, in the weeks leading up to Easter, the Lord God Almighty spoke this prophetic word into my spirit. On this day, each year, I want you to commemorate how I, God, gave my best by giving your best this one time every year. Well, that year and every year since then, our ministry family has taken this opportunity to sow their very best at Easter in great celebration of the gift of Christ. For some, it's 1 week's increase. For others, it's one day's increase. But we all give our very, very best. Year after year after year, we see the most overwhelming wave of the blessing of God flow over those who have sown their resurrection seed in faith. Whenever I need a miracle in my life, God always speaks to my heart about a seed. God always has, God always will, God does now deliver with the power that is resident in a seed. I don't know what He would be speaking to your heart to sow at this holy time of year, but I've learned from vast experience that if my gift isn't large enough to stretch my faith and get my attention, it may not get heaven's attention either. In this moment of expectancy, call that number right there on your screen or log on at that secure website, rodparsley.com. Sow your very best resurrection seed of $1,000 or more toward the miracle you're believing for this resurrection season. I want to thank you sincerely by sending you this beautifully framed work of art. Throughout 2024, I'll be praying that Revelation chapter 3, verse 8 will become a right now reality in your life. You can see it right there on your screen. It says, I have set before you an open door. This glorious picture will be a daily reminder that everything the Lord God has prepared for you is just beyond that open door. So don't wait.
In 2014, Pastor called us up on the platform and had a word for us. And he had told us, he knew that we were believing for a baby and to get out of debt. And he told us that it was time for us to sow another resurrection seed and to double what we had done before. And that was a lot for us. We had sown significantly, but to double that, that was significant for us. But we took that word to heart, and we were able to sow that seed that year, and we were so glad we did. In 2019, we felt what we had finally been waiting for so long, and we got pregnant. It was only 6 or 7 weeks later, though, that we miscarried, and our hearts were completely broken. And we thought, how had God brought us this far and then lose a baby? But we knew the promise. We knew what we were standing on. And God continued to give us word after word to encourage us. We never felt alone. We felt the love of our family, our church family. We always felt His presence with us and came out stronger on the other side. In 2020, we got pregnant again. And this time, baby kept. So we were able to have that miracle and see the fruition of everything we've been believing for years.
And if you're considering giving and sowing into Resurrection Seed, there is a significant seed.
At resurrection season time, we knew that our miracle was finally here. So as a thank you, we were able to sow another $10,000 seed.
In 2024, it's up to you to identify the correct door and walk past the wrong door. Know why there are 12 gates of heaven and why they are open to you now.
Receive this divine revelation of power when you sow your resurrection seed of $100 or more. 4 prophetic messages to lead you to the gateway to glory. You'll receive all 8 discs, plus the just finished beautiful book, Everlasting Pathways to Presence.
You can walk in the blessing of God's presence and begin each new day with great joy. God's intervention in your life can begin with the power that's resident in a seed. Sow your 2024 resurrection seed and give it an assignment.
There's a glorious breakthrough just over the threshold of God's open door. For your uncommon seed of $1,000 or more, you'll receive this uncommon 20 by 24 beautifully framed print of an awe-inspiring open door. It heralds Revelation chapter 3's promise that God has cleared a path for you that no one can block.
This God-appointed and anointed season of Resurrection Seed is when we all give our very best because He gave His very best for us. Don't wait. The door to your harvest is open.
Call, write, or click on RonParsley.com before this Sunday, March 31st.
Honor the living God with your very best Resurrection Seed.
You know, I understand. I know that for some, speaking about the cross may be an uncomfortable topic. I mean, after all, crucifixion was the primary means that the Roman Empire used to execute its prisoners. It was used for capital punishment. Now, reliable sources estimate the number of Roman crucifixions to be in the hundreds of thousands. Crucifixion was intended to be brutal, horrific, and the most shameful way to die. But the cross, my dear friend, in all of its anguish, is the hinge upon which the door of all human history swings. It's the pivot upon which every event of the ages revolves. Because it was on that cross where one man on one tree on one Friday pried a fallen human race from the unyielding and diabolical grasp of the adversary of our souls. It was on that rough, rugged, angry, mean, mangled, biting beam that the Lamb of God was sacrificed for the sins of the world. And it's there, at the foot of the cross, that we can gaze upward and view with horrified wonder the raw ferocity of the love of Almighty God for every one of us. You'll notice, of course, that a cross is always composed of two beams, one standing vertical, pointing simultaneously to heaven and hell, the other horizontal, extending outward and enveloping the entire planet. And at the center of the intersection of those two rough-hewn wooden beams hangs a solitary figure. Look closely. Jesus of Nazareth, the Christ of God. Calvary's cross is where the ferocious, limitless love of God encounters our broken, tormented, and lonely hearts. Never before, never since, has such love been so graphically placed on open display as it was on that old rugged cross. Whatever our sin, whatever our pain, whatever our need, His plea remains the same. Come now, you wounded, you frightened. Come, you angry and lonely. Come, empty child, come, and I will welcome you, and I will love you as you are. This is the unfailing, unfaltering, never-ending love of our Heavenly Father expressed through His best gift to us, the supreme sacrifice and gift, the gift of His only begotten Son. On Easter, Resurrection Sunday, I invite you today to join me in celebrating when God gave His best, His one, His only begotten Son, to die on that cruel cross for you. Since God gave His best, we honor His great unspeakable gift this time every year by also giving and offering to Him our very best. Well, for 38 years, a verifiable avalanche of blessing has been released to the people of God with answer after miraculous answer to their prayers being confirmed. Physical healing and family restoration, marriages put back together, businesses supernaturally blessed, new career opportunities, children brought into the kingdom of God, and much more too numerous to mention. Whatever your most urgent need is today, you've been blessed with an open door in 2024, a door that God has set before you that no man can close. You know, every blessing in your Bible has a condition, an instruction attached to it. If you need a miracle, and to tell you the truth, I really don't know anyone that doesn't, this is your moment to sow, because every harvest begins with a seed. As you call or click on rodparsley.com, won't you please let me know the miracle that you're believing for? And then on Easter Sunday, March 31st, we'll celebrate the resurrection of King Jesus together. I'll be leading our breakthrough partners, just like you, around the world in prayer for your supernatural harvest of blessing and provision. I believe in the power of agreement, and I know you do. And I believe that our faith, our prayers, combined with the sacrifice of your resurrection seed, is about to produce a miracle in your life. So don't wait, don't hesitate. The door to your harvest is open right now. This God-appointed, God-anointed season of resurrection seed is when we all want to give our very best. Because after all, He gave His very best for every one of us.
In 2024, it's up to you to identify the correct door and walk past the wrong door. Know why there are 12 gates of heaven and why they are open to you now.
Receive this divine revelation of power when you sow your resurrection seed of $100 or more. 4 prophetic messages to lead you to the gateway to glory. You'll receive all 8 discs, plus the just-finished beautiful book, Everlasting Pathways to Presence.
You can walk in the blessing of God's presence and begin each new day with great joy. God's intervention in your life can begin with the power that's resident in a seed. Sow your 2024 resurrection seed and give it an assignment.
There's a glorious breakthrough just over the threshold of God's open door. For your uncommon seed of $1,000 or more, you'll receive this uncommon 20 by 24 beautifully framed print of an awe-inspiring open door. It heralds Revelation chapter 3's promise that God has cleared a path for you that no one can block.
This God-appointed and anointed season of resurrection seed is when we all give our very best because He gave His very best for us. Don't wait. The door to your harvest is open.
Call, write, or click on RonParsley.com before this Sunday, March 31st.
Honor the living God with your very best resurrection seed.
Valor Christian College wants you to become a world changer with a 4-year, fully accredited Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry.
You'll become a part of a vibrant community of believers with a passion for quality education, purpose-driven application, and a desire to receive an impartation of the legacy of Dr. Rod Parsley. Now is the time to enroll.
Call the number on your screen and choose your area of study, including Bible and Theology, Leadership Administration, Communication, Business, Media, Ministry Development, Arts, Humanities, and Culture, and so much more.
Choose a concentration online or on campus between Evangelism, Organizational Leadership, and Pastoral Leadership. Valor is proud to offer a campus-only concentration in Music Ministry with exclusive training from Harvest Music Live.
Call or visit valorcollege.edu and enroll today on campus or online.
Ask about our scholarships, federal financial aid, and other programs to help you acquire the tools you need to change the world.
Well, thank you so very, very much for joining me today on Your Breakthrough. You know, Joni and I love you so much. We thank you for your support. Thank you for your partnership in the gospel of Christ. We want to invite you to join us online on Easter Resurrection Sunday morning for an amazing time of worship and the Word of God. Be a part of our Resurrection Seed Prayer Service, or we'd sure love to see you right in the Great Summerall Tabernacle in Columbus, Ohio, in person as we celebrate the resurrection of the Lord Jesus together. Now, don't forget, like, subscribe to all our social media platforms. They're all listed at rodparsley.com. I'll see you next time, right here, where we're helping you break through.